Welcome to the Divine Feminine CEO. I'm your host, Rachel Lowenhertz, and this podcast is your portal into yourself, your place in the world, and how you desire to show up as you. This is a place for you to be sovereign, to make change, to master your destiny, and create a life that's crazy aligned with who you're meant to be. But who is that? And how do you manifest her? Enter, my love, and discover. Hello, beautiful, and welcome back to the show. Today, we are diving into the juicy topic of the sacred science of self-care. And I like to think of this as the secret science behind raising your vibration, raising your frequency, and what really happens, what that means. Because I know that a few years ago, if I had heard the term raise your vibration, raise your frequency, I honestly wouldn't have understood what it meant. And yet, when we think about manifesting and the energetic side of creating whatever it is that we want out there in the world, what it all comes down to is the frequency, the energetic vibration that we're able to embody within ourselves and what that attracts into our life. And to make this really tangible, I thought we would explore how this connects into self-care, because self-care is a term that we all know. We all practice some form of self-care, but what really happens when we do that? And how do we curate the type of self-care that we engage with so that we can raise our frequency through that investment of time and resources, whether that's, you know, hiring someone to watch your kids or paying for a massage, or even just taking that time to yourself away from Netflix? Because here at the Divine Feminine CEO, you know, we're very strategic. We don't just want to sit around all day and indulge in self-care, though sometimes, absolutely, we should go on that spa weekend. But we're also busy women. And some of us are running businesses. Some of us are thinking about running businesses. And we're all more than just entrepreneurs. We're mothers. We're lovers. We are community activists. We are people who have these rich, holistic lives. So when we do choose to slow down and receive, it's very important that we're being strategic about how we do that. So today we're going to explore a little bit of the science behind why self-care is important and what it can really do for you from an energetic standpoint. Because this month we're really talking all about this beautiful connection between the ways that we nourish ourselves and our ability to manifest. And we're focusing on this topic because we're moving into summer. We're in summer. And naturally, this is a time of very high energies. So when you look at the earth, and we always do that here on this show, we look at the seasons. So what's happening? In winter, the fields are lying fallow. The trees don't have leaves. In spring, we plant our seeds. We plant these seeds of intention for what it is that we want to manifest in the year. And we begin to put some resources towards nourishing them. But in summer, things are really in full flight. We're in growth mode over summer. And so energies are really, really high. And if you're anything like me, you know, I'm a mom to a very active, energetically needy, powerful 6-year-old. I'm a wife to my husband of almost 11 years this summer. And I'm also an entrepreneur. I'm also a sister in sister circles with other women. So I have a lot of things that I want to do this summer. And I know that you do too, because school is out if you have kids. And so it's the time for vacations, for parties, for connecting. And this is all in line with what the earth is doing anyway. The animals are mating and having babies. The flowers are bursting forth with growth. So there's a lot of external action happening. But from an earth-based perspective, remember, that external action only comes after we've had a full 3 months in winter, which is that time for us to lie fallow and really restore. And even in spring, we're still nourishing ourselves as we make that transition from the quieter part of the year. So as we move into summer, it's important to remember that if you're not adequately nourished, and in today's chaotic modern age, most of us aren't, it's very easy to burn out. Summer, you know, it's the energy of fire, this young energy of doing an outward manifestation. Well, what happens to fire when it runs out of fuel? It burns out. It burns up. And that's not what you want to happen this summer, my love, because you have big dreams. So it's important that we really connect into how do you charge your batteries to the point where you can go out and you can achieve them. So I'm going to tell you a little story. And the way that I came up with the topic for this episode is last night, my son has a pool party today with his kindergarten class because he just finished kindergarten. And so we're going to our community pool with all of these kids and parents. And I mean, let's be real here. It's been COVID. I haven't had a bikini wax in a really long time. But here we are and we're going to this party. So I decided, okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to get a bikini wax. And the only appointment I could get was at 7 p.m. on a Saturday night, which is smack dab in the middle of bedtime with my son. And if you're a mom, you'll know that bedtime routines are really important. They also tend to take a lot of our resources. So here I was, and I did the first part of bedtime at home, and then I handed it over to my husband. And I'm driving along the road to the spa, and miraculously, there's no traffic, which was great because as I stepped out of the house, my body and my mind were in busy mode because my son is a busy kid. I was in giving mode. I had not yet transitioned into that state of being able to receive nourishment, receive pleasure and healing. So my heart rate was a little elevated. My mind was still thinking about the day. But the moment I got to the spa, my favorite spa, I stepped in and there was spa smell. You know what I'm talking about, right? It's that fresh, enlivening, herbal smell from all the products they use. And of course, the spa that I like to patronize uses only non-toxic organic products, and it smells heavenly in there. So the moment I stepped in, my whole body went, and I instantly relaxed. And the reason for this was I stepped into a space that had a different vibration, a different frequency. And we've talked about the law of resonance here, which is that when two things that are alike, they sound together. So what that means is if you think of a tuning fork and you strike the tuning fork and it emits a certain frequency, which basically is a sound wave that moves through the air. If you put another tuning fork next to it, it will start to vibrate at the same frequency. Well, the same thing happens when we walk into a sacred space, whether that is a women's circle or a place of worship or a spa. These are all places that have a coherent frequency. Everything there is thoughtfully curated to create a certain look and feel. And that's very intentional at a spa. They want you to feel relaxed when you walk in. So when I walked into this spa, I smelled the smell. I saw the beautiful crystals, the comfortable couch that was in the waiting area, and my frequency immediately began to shift. And what was fascinating is that then, you know, I was greeted by my waxer with a smile, and she took me into the room and I lay down on the table and it was heated. And my body knows what that's like from massage. So instantly I relaxed further. Let me tell you, by the end of this bikini wax, which is not a treatment that I normally consider to be relaxing, I was so relaxed. And that's because I spent time in this place that carried a very strong resonant frequency, and my frequency shifted as a result. So yes, while going to get a bikini wax was taking time to myself and it was self-care, I actually didn't expect it to feel so much like self-care and so deeply relaxed when I left. So let's talk about Why? Because there are some energetic reasons for this. And then there are some very scientific reasons for this. And then we'll talk about what that actually allows you to do, because this is where it becomes really, really important. So why did this happen? Why did I feel so relaxed after this bikini wax? And why was it important that I went? Well, we talked about the first reason, which is simply that when we step into a space that resonates with a different vibration than our own, our frequency raises, it up levels to vibrate with that resonant frequency. The same thing happens when you go to a yoga class. If it's a studio that looks and feels a certain way, maybe they have incense burning. Maybe you have a teacher who holds a very strong resonant frequency. Probably one of the reasons you listen to this podcast is because I show up with a certain resonant frequency, and that probably shifts the way that you feel when you're done listening. The same goes for the movies that we decide to watch. We feel differently after watching, something that's an action flick with violence than we do with a soft, sweet, romantic comedy. These are all examples of how our frequency will shift to mirror what we're choosing to engage with. So the first energetic rule for practicing effective self-care is really to do it in a way that's going to raise your frequency, whether that's you creating an environment in your bathroom that has candles and the right music and the right essential oils so that you can lift your own frequency, or if you're choosing to go somewhere that feels good to you. And it might just be the matter of choosing a spa that gives you that feeling when you walk in, versus a place to get whatever treatment it is that you want that doesn't feel that way. So I find that when I go to this organic spa, I feel that instantly. If I go to get a massage at like a Massage Envy, you know, which is a chain that's here in Texas, I don't feel quite the same way. It's not as thoughtfully curated. So that's the first rule here. It's all about finding a resonant frequency that is what you desire to feel like, and trusting that your vibration will shift to match. Well, let's dig into the science of why this happens, because I know that all this talk of vibration and frequency sounds a little bit woo-woo, even though there is science to back that up. But let's talk a little bit about our physiology and what happens there. So we've talked before about the difference between the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems. The parasympathetic being the part of our nervous system that puts us into that rest and digest healing state, that place of calm. And the sympathetic being the part that throws us into fight or flight, which is really necessary for survival, but unfortunately tends to get activated by things as simple as social media, which is not a true survival need, but our primal brains are wired to respond that way. So when we practice self-care, and when we do it in a way that we're creating or stepping into a resonant frequency that evokes calm or nourishment or healing or joy, our body responds in a physiological way. Now, in yogic science, this is because our body isn't just physical. And there are actually lots of different maps of how the body and the energy field works. But in yoga, one of the maps that we use is called the koshas. And the idea is that we are a soul at our core, and that's called the Atman. But the Atman is cloaked with five veils, five koshas. And in essence, the innermost veil is the Manomaya kosha, which is the body. But the second veil is the Pranamaya kosha, which is the energy body. And then outside of that is the mind, the thoughts and the feelings. So what's interesting about the Pranamaya kosha is that this energetic layer impacts both the body and the mind. Now, what is the mind? It's our brain. It's the part of our body that creates neurotransmitters that basically guide everything else that happens in our system. So when we step into a space, or we create a space that has a certain resonant frequency, That changes the pranamaya kosha, that energy body. And in response, our mind changes, our thought patterns change, and the hormones produced in our body changes. So literally, you produce different neurotransmitters when you step into a place that feels restful. So you start producing serotonin, dopamine, these relaxing hormones that send blood to your digestive tract, literally rest and digest. They allocate resources to healing in the body. This is the state that ideally we want to be in for sleep. It's also why getting ourselves into that state more frequently during the day creates better sleep. And this is something that we're going to be talking about a lot in my Vital Reset program, which I'll talk about at the end of this episode. But fascinatingly, the quality of our sleep is a direct mirror of how calm we are during the day and how easy it is for our body to get into rest and digest. So as I went into this spa, I went from having a busy mind to feeling this incredible, spacious opening. Because as I stepped into that frequency and my frequency began to shift, so did my neurotransmitters. My body went into a parasympathetic state. And so by the end of that bikini wax, my brain fog had cleared. I felt this incredible joy and openness and spaciousness. And as I drove home, I found that I was just completely present. Someone actually honked at me on the road because the charging port for our car was open. And normally that would have really stressed me out. But because I was in this state of calm, I was able to just be like, hey, thanks for letting me know. And I pulled over, I closed it, no stress, no change to my physiological state. I got back on the road. And when I got home, I was the epitome of sweetness for my son at the end of bedtime. I was rejuvenated. And so the way that I showed up for him at 8 p.m., normally by that point in bedtime, I'd be tired, I'd be irritated. Instead, I was fun, sweet mommy. I was the flavor of mommy that I actually like to be and that my son enjoys the most. And what was fascinating is I fell asleep easily, I slept through the night, and I had some other important mental shifts too. Because earlier in the day, I had been feeling a little bit overwhelmed about returning to work after this little healing sabbatical that I've taken following the loss of my fourth daughter. But once my brain fog cleared, once my body got into rest and digest, I suddenly started thinking about all the ways that I could return to work and how excited I was. And that's because when we shift into rest and digest, we shift out of overwhelm. And as entrepreneurs, this is really, 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 really important. Because when we're overwhelmed, we get stuck. We get stuck in resistance and it's hard for us to make decisions. It's hard for us to do the things that actually move the needle on our businesses. So this is why the right type of self-care is so important and why I wanted to dig into the science behind raising your vibration and how this connects to self-care, because it's a very practical, simple tool that you can use to actually open up your mind and improve your ability to do the things, whether that's doing something for your kids or having the energy to work out because your body's actually repairing itself. And so you're not feeling depleted afterwards, or stepping into a new level of your work that's going to require something that's out of your comfort zone. Being in that place of calm centeredness makes that so much easier. So let's reiterate, and we'll kind of break down why self-care is so important and the five steps that this enables for us. So the first thing is that self-care, when done the right way, shifts your vibration energetically, which number two, changes your body physiologically because you are now in a rest and digest state, which three, clears your mind of overwhelm and any fear-based patterned thoughts that are running through. So that four, you can actually do the things that you desire rather than getting blocked by resistance, however that shows up for you, whether it's resistance around having sex with your partner because you think you're going to be too tired, or resistance around doing something new in your business that feels scary, which finally five, allows us to actually anchor our 3D reality in the vibration that we desire to feel all the time. Okay, so number one connects back to number five. We start by shifting our vibration energetically in our field, and we end by anchoring our 3D reality in that same vibration. Okay, and this is so, so powerful, because ideally, as divine feminine CEOs, we want to be manifesting by connecting into what it is that we want, aligning our body and our mind with that desire, and then projecting out into the world so that we can actually get it here and now. So my business mentor, Elizabeth Purvis, likes to call this your highest level frequency. And the idea is that we want to be in that highest level frequency as much of the time as possible, because it changes the way that our body moves through life. And it also changes the actions that we have the ability to take. So this is really, really important. And the next time you're resisting engaging in some self-care, I want you to remember this ripple effect and be very thoughtful about the type of self-care that you're seeking. Is it what you think you should be doing, like fitting in an extra workout? Or is it something that's really nourishing you and shifting your vibration into who and what you want to be? So this is why I'm opening up my Vital Reset Circle, because it's all about raising your vibration by implementing the right type of self-care so that you have the energy both physically and etherically to manifest in the right way. It's not just about self-care for self-care's sake, because yes, we need to feel good in our bodies, but to actually shift our lives around us and get what it is that we want, we need to feel good in our frequency too. And that goes beyond your typical self-care. Okay, so why do we need a vital reset, and who is it for, and what is it for? Well, to be honest, I'm pretty sure that everyone on the planet after this pandemic needs a vital reset, because the stress and the isolation of being away from others has really taken a toll on our systems. But particularly when you are an entrepreneur, especially if you are a motherpreneur, we have significant demands upon our systems. And we also have big, big things that we want to do. We have big goals that we want to achieve. And the number one reason that I've seen my clients get stuck over the past few years is simply because they run out of energy. The kids get sick and they're depleted and it takes them weeks to recover. Or they do a big launch in their business and suddenly they're so exhausted they can't actually enjoy running the program that they just failed. Or their spouse is going through a hard time and that stress is eating away at them. We live in a world that is fast-paced and extremely demanding. So often we find that even when we are practicing self-care, it doesn't really work that well. So maybe you do practice regular self-care. Maybe you go get a massage once a month. But here's my question for you, love. For how long does that massage actually work for you? Because if you're anything like me, a few years ago, when I would get a massage, I would feel good for a couple hours. Sometimes I'd feel completely relaxed after the massage, and sometimes I wouldn't. But the effects would fade pretty quickly. You know, it would help with my muscle tightness, but a week later, I'd find that I was pretty depleted again, or a week later, even a day later. And so here I was devoting time and money to practicing self-care, which was something I knew that I needed, but it wasn't having a long-lasting effect. And that started to feel draining, because I started to feel like, why am I doing this? Why am I spending my time here? Why am I wasting my money, the abundance that I worked so hard to call in, for it to not work? And the problem is that for most women, our energy vessels are womb centers, these centers of creation, which is where our vitality is stored. And in Taoist philosophy, in Qigong or Tai Chi, if you've seen that practice, literally your ovaries are your vitality center as a woman. And all the longevity practices are centered around filling that creation space with energy. And it's the same energy that you use to conceive and grow a child or conceive and grow a business. So The problem is that most of us end up with what I like to call a leaky womb. Essentially, our energy vessels have holes in them so that they function more like a sieve than a bowl. And if you imagine pouring water or nourishment, let's think of our nourishment as this beautiful golden honey light, and you're pouring this beautiful, precious honey light into your bowl. If your bowl is leaky, it just drains right back out. Maybe it's filled for a little while, but you can't retain it. Now, imagine plugging the holes in that bowl. Suddenly, that bowl gets filled and filled and filled until it's overflowing. Now, imagine what you might use that golden honey light to do and how much easier it would be to do it. This is where long-term sustainable success comes from. It's not just from the strategic steps that we take to manifest, to build our businesses. It actually comes from how well we are nourished and how capable our vessels are of containing that nourishment so that we can direct where it goes instead of it leaking out. So in Vital Reset, we will be going through a 40-day protocol to repair the holes, to fill that vessel with that gorgeous honey light of nourishment, and then finally energize that by stepping into a particular frequency that will allow you to strategically use your vitality to do what it is that you want. So that you aren't just randomly pouring out of your bowl. You can amplify where that energy is going so that you can do more, so that rather you can receive more, you can have more impact with less effort. And this is really, really important. So how did I develop this Vital Reset protocol? Well, it came out of necessity, as most things do in life. I've been through three traumatic second trimester losses at this point. I've built a business. I've gone through being the only caregiver in my family when my husband got very, very ill. And all of that has really taxed my system. And I got to a point where I had to learn how to restore myself, how to repair my vessel, how to nourish my vessel in ways that actually worked for my unique system. Because I'll give you a little sneak peek here. Everyone's system is different. So the tools and practices that work for you are going to be a little bit different from the girl next door. And that was the point at which I was able to really start manifesting, when I was able to maintain the vitality that I was working so hard to build. So the 40-day protocol is designed to repair those holes, train your system to hold on to vitality, deeply nourish it so that you're feeling energized, so that you can do things like improve your sleep to the point where when you have a fight with your spouse, you can actually fall asleep afterwards instead of lying awake all night because you know how to get your system back online. It's going to help you learn to restore yourself throughout the day so that you're never drained by the time your kids want to play with you after school. This is the difference between going from call to call and ending up drained after each one versus knowing when to pause, how to pause so that you're constantly boosting your life force throughout the day. This is what prevents burnout and depletion. And then finally, in Vital Reset, you'll learn how to shift your energy frequency on demand, focusing on whatever desire it is that you want to manifest so that you can actually make it happen. And this is where we work with this idea of compatible resonance. You'll learn to cultivate the resonance of what it is that you want and pull in the right energy. We'll do some fun, juicy work with divine feminine energies so that once you do have nourishment, you can use that with the power of a goddess, of a freaking goddess, not the regular mortal human that you consider yourself to be, but really tapping into that level of divinity that lives within you so that you can manifest like a goddess. Very different result than if you're just operating on a 3D frequency, though, as we talked about with the different layers in yogic philosophy, it's all connected. The physical body, the mind, and the energy body, it's all connected. So what this means is that the next time you get a massage, you're actually going to feel good for a lot longer, a lot longer because your vessel will be intact and your system will be trained to really receive that nourishment. What that means is that the next time your family gets sick, you'll have a protocol to get your system back online so much faster so that you don't feel like you're down for the count. You're going to maximize the time and money you're putting into your self-care because your vessel will actually be able to hold that and receive it. You'll be a bowl instead of a sieve. So this is what the 40-day protocol is designed to do. And it's really simple and really powerful. But on top of that, as part of Vital Reset, we are actually going to be doing a live in-person retreat at my family's land in Dripping Springs. And I am so excited about this because it's the first time that we are bringing private groups to the land. And we have the most incredible healing space. We have a spa wing with a gym and a yoga studio temple where we'll do some more sacred work. We have a sauna and a cold plunge. We have incredible natural spring-fed swimming pools on the property that you can walk for hours and just marinate in these minerals. And so the retreat is really designed to condense the 40-day protocol into a 3-day rescue reset that you can pull out of your back pocket whenever you need it, so that you'll end your summer feeling incredibly vital. Because let's be honest here, if you look at your calendar for this summer, do you really have anything on there that's just for you? I mean, if you're a mom, I know when I look at my calendar, it's all like family parties, birthday parties, camps, things for my partner, things for my kids, and things for my business. But we can't do all those things without the vitality. Okay. This Vital Reset is not a program that's about feeling good for feeling good's sake, though you can leverage it that way. This is a circle that's designed to give you the nourishment and the vitality to do what's important to you. This is designed for sisters who want to be together because they all have big desires and goals, and they desperately need the vitality to go after them. I believe in your power and capabilities, my love. You are capable of massive things, and you can absolutely get whatever it is that you desire this summer. In fact, the earth wants you to do that. It energetically supports you in going after your goals. So why not do it while feeling good? Why not do it and hit your goal while feeling amazing and nourished and beautiful and powerful and connected? Because we're going to do this all in the context of sacred sisterhood. You'll be with other women because a big part of how we nourish ourselves is actually connecting with other women. This is how we've lived for thousands of years, and it's time for us to remember this beautiful art of sisterhood. So think of your favorite sleepover weekend, your favorite spa weekend, but on a totally different frequency. This retreat is designed to raise your vibration in a luxurious, amazing VIP setting in a small, intimate group of women that are there for the same purpose. So yes, you'll network. Yes, you'll laugh. Maybe you'll cry. You'll do whatever your body needs, all while deeply nourishing and restoring yourself. So my love, if you are interested in giving yourself a vital reset this summer, and I hope that you are because you really, really deserve it. And I'm making the price point extremely accessible for a 40-day experience plus an in-person retreat. Go ahead and click the link in the show notes for Vital Reset. You can pop your email in and I will send you the details as they become available. You deserve to feel vital, my love. You deserve to achieve everything it is that you desire this summer, and you deserve to land with power, presence, and joy. So why not give yourself a vital reset so that you can actually feel good while doing all the things? Summer's our last big push. By the time we get to fall equinox, we'll be in focusing mode and beginning to wind down the year. This is the time, my dear, to go after what it is that you want, but make sure you don't burn out while doing it. So, to recap what we talked about today, self-care, when done the right way, is critical because it can shift your vibration energetically, which creates a whole beautiful cascade of events in your body that removes overwhelm, removes the fear-based thoughts that are stopping you from doing whatever it is that you really want. which allows you to do the things that actually bring what you desire into the 3D, into reality, so that you can be in that vibration and that beautiful frequency all the time, whether that's calling in a whole bunch of soul aligned clients in your business, whether it's deepening into your yoga practice so that you can create a strong, flexible body this summer, whether it's planning an amazing vacation for your family and your kids, whatever it is that you want, you can get there if you're strategic about the way that you nourish yourself. So my dear, I hope you've enjoyed this episode on the sacred science of self-care. It's a topic that's very close to my heart. And if you're feeling pinged on any level, go ahead and click the link to Vital Reset in the show notes. Get yourself on that list so that I can send you all the details. This is not going to be a big circle. It's going to be an intimate experience for the women that are really ready to feel vital so they can manifest whatever it is that you want this summer. So go ahead and click the link to Vital Reset. I am sending you so much love, so many blessings, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye for now, love. Thanks for joining me on this journey to sanctity, sovereignty, and sustainability. You bring such joy to my soul, and I want to hear from you. You can tag me on Instagram at uncorporette or email me anytime at rachel@uncorporette.com. I love to hear from you, and I create for you, so please reach out. And finally, if this episode was meaningful for you, please leave me a review. This is how others will find the podcast. And as you know, it's my mission to activate the divine feminine CEOs I know will change the world. You're one of them, my love. So thanks for being here.